AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. James Coddington died by lethal injection today in Oklahoma, despite a recommendation from the state's Pardon and Parole Board that his life be spared. He was convicted and sentenced to die for beating a man to death with a hammer. Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt declined to commute Coddington's sentence to life in prison without parole and rejected his petition for clemency. President Biden will kick off his midterm election push with a rally in a Democratic stronghold. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
75 days before the November elections that'll decide congressional control, the president's aiming to turn months of legislative wins into wins at the polls.
We're delivering results for the American people.
Tonight in Rockville, Maryland, he'll headline a Democratic National Committee rally, an event aides say will ease him into an aggressive campaign season. Just a few months ago, Democrats were bracing for significant losses, but intense voter reaction to the Supreme Court's abortion ruling and progress on issues from gun control to climate change have changed their fortunes. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The government says the economy shrank at a 0.6% annual rate from April through June, an upgrade from its initial estimate. It's the second straight quarter of economic contraction, which meets one informal sign of a recession. The school board and union representing teachers in Columbus, Ohio, reached a conceptual agreement, tentatively ending a strike, which began on Monday. Students will continue virtual learning in Columbus through the end of the week. Forecasters expect a second day of heavy rains and flash flooding in parts of Louisiana and Mississippi. The Mississippi Highway Patrol said flowing water washed away parts of a state highway in rural Newton County. Four more Republican-led states will ban almost all abortions this week, enacting so-called trigger laws after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. This is AP News. Fewer Americans file papers for unemployment benefits.
2,000 fewer Americans filed for unemployment last week. A total of 243,000, says the Labor Department. Overall, the number of Americans collecting traditional unemployment benefits fell by 19,000 for the week that ended August 13th to fewer than 1.5 million. The jobs market is still one of the strongest segments of the economy. Hiring has been remarkably robust, even as the country faces rising interest rates and weak economic growth. I'm Rita Foley.
Billionaire philanthropist Mackenzie Scott donated $44 million to the Oregon-based mentoring organization Friends of the Children, which supports children at risk of entering the welfare system by pairing them with a longtime mentor. Scott's large gifts have challenged other wealthy donors and foundations to assess their own giving strategies. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.